So good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the webcast for the Spring 2024 Block Energy and Capacity RFP, or BEC RFP. My name is Katie Orlandi, and I'm from NERA Economic Consulting. We're the procurement administrator on behalf of the Illinois Power Agency, and presenting with me today is Paul Cardona and Kate Morrison, also from NERA. This webcast is going to cover the four procurement events held under the BEC RFP. These include three events to procure block energy for Ameren Illinois, Commonwealth Edison, and Mid-American Energy Company, and a fourth procurement event for capacity for Ameren Illinois. Throughout this presentation, heads up that we may refer to these utilities as follows: Ameren Illinois as AIC, Commonwealth Edison as ComEd, and Mid-American as MEC. So we're going to take questions at the end of the presentation as time permits. To submit questions, please use the chat icon at the bottom of your screen, and you can type in your question and hit enter. The presentation materials, including an audio recording and the questions and answers, will be posted to the procurement website, ipa-energyrfp.com, today or probably latest on Monday. This slide provides a short disclaimer, so any statements herein or made on the call describing or referring to the RFP and contract documents are summaries only, and they're qualified in their entirety by the governing documents. The governing documents include the contract documents that were posted on March 13th and the RFP documents that were posted yesterday, March 14th. These documents are all available on the procurement website, again, ipa-energyrfp.com. And it's important to note that bidders bear full responsibility for reviewing and understanding these documents. Before I move to the agenda for today's webcast, this slide provides a screenshot for navigating to those governing documents. You'll go to the Block Energy and Capacity Procurement subsection in the orange on the left, and then click on the final materials link. So on the call today, I'm going to start with an overview of the procurement events, including the products to be procured. I'll then provide some details on the supplier contracts and a general overview of the RFP process and timelines. I'll pass the presentation to Kate Morrison next to cover the RFP process requirements, including how to qualify. And then Paul Cardona will wrap up the presentation with a section on bid submission and the evaluation procedures. So a little background: on September 25th, 2023, the Illinois Power Agency, or IPA, filed its procurement plan with the Illinois Commerce Commission. The plan was approved on December 14th, 2023. The procurement plan provides for four procurement events to be held this spring under a Block Energy and Capacity RFP. And as I mentioned, NERA serves as the procurement administrator for this RFP. And in this role, we serve as your main point of contact. We review the qualification materials that you submit to us, and we will evaluate bids that are received on the bid date. This slide introduces the products that are available in the RFP. And then over the next few slides, I'm going to move into more details related first to energy and then capacity. So the RFP seeks to procure block energy for AIC, ComEd, and MEC. The products available are specific quantities of on-peak and off-peak energy in monthly periods from June 1, 2024 through May 31st, 2027. Similar to past years, there are no quantities for MEC to be procured for the period June 1, 2025 through May 31st, 2027. Now, the preliminary targets for ComEd that are posted in the final RFP rules reflect a 50% hedging target. This is the same hedging target as 2023 for ComEd, but is a lower target than years prior to 2023. The energy targets for all utilities will be finalized over the next week based on the March load forecast. And notably, there will be more targets available for ComEd in the first delivery year than there were for the RFPs held last spring and fall in 2023. The capacity product is procured for AIC only. Specifically, this RFP seeks to procure zonal resource credits, or ZRCs, for a given season, as defined by MISO, for both the 2025-26 and 2026-27 planning years. And we're procuring in order to fulfill a portion of the forecast requirement for AIC for these 2 years. ZRCs can be offered from all zones, and ZRCs from outside AIC's compliance zone, which is Local Resource Zone 4, will be subject to a payment adjustment under the contract. And we'll talk about this adjustment further in the contract section. So an energy product represents block energy for a company, either AIC, ComEd, or MEC. It's for a specific segment, either on-peak or off-peak hours, and it's for a given month. The quantity of each product is divided into blocks of 25 megawatts. The final targets are the number of blocks to be procured for each product based on the March forecast, are expected to be available by April 1st. The energy targets that are currently posted in the RFP documents, including the rules and in screenshots in this presentation, are provisional only at this time. And once those final targets are available, we'll post them to the website. There'll be an announcement sent, and they'll be provided directly to qualified bidders. So in the energy events, bidders can also bid on combinations of products for a particular company in on-peak or off-peak segment. The available combinations are January and February, March and April, July and August, Q4, as well as an annual combination, which includes all months from June to May of the planning year. The number of blocks available in a combination is set to the minimum number of blocks available across each of the months of that combination. And I'm going to give an example here on the next slide. So this slide, again, includes some of the provisional targets for ComEd. The targets are provided separately by company segment and month. So the top table includes the provisional targets for ComEd for individual monthly products. For example, for June 2024, the top row, the target is 18 blocks for the on-peak segment and 15 blocks for the off-peak segment. In the bottom table, we have the number of blocks available for each combination for ComEd. So specifically for the March-April 2025 combination, there are 11 on-peak blocks available. And that's because the minimum number of blocks available for each of March 2025 and April 2025 in the table above is the 11 blocks related to April on-peak. The bid evaluation for block energy considers only bids that meet and beat the benchmarks. These benchmarks are developed using a confidential methodology that's approved by the Illinois Commerce Commission. After that first step for the block energy events, the evaluation will identify the least cost package for each company. So that completes the overview of the energy products, and I'm going to walk through several slides on capacity next. So as defined in MISO's tariff, a ZRC represents 1 megawatt of seasonal accredited capacity that qualifies to satisfy the resource adequacy requirement for a given season of a planning year in a local resource zone. The season definitions from MISO are provided here on this slide. ZRCs must be transferred to AIC using MISO's Module E capacity tracking tool by the delivery deadline specified in the contract, and that deadline is ahead of MISO's upcoming planning resource auction. ZRCs from all zones can be offered. There's a payment adjustment for ZRCs from outside of the compliance zone that are selected and approved through the RFP, and again, the compliance zone is Local Resource 4. ZRCs for a given season of a planning year will be procured up to a target for that season. This slide provides the preliminary targets. Again, final targets will be posted to the procurement website by April 1st and provided directly to qualified bidders. A bid in the capacity event includes a price in dollar per megawatt day for at least one ZRC for a given season, the number of ZRCs to which the price applies, and then the source zone of the ZRCs. Bidders can submit bids for ZRCs with different prices, different quantities, and different source zones up to the target for that season. The source zone provided in the bid is the LRZ in which the ZRCs are located. So in the second half of this presentation, Paul will present more on completing a bid form, and he'll give you more detail on the bids. But generally, the evaluation of bids for capacity will proceed independently for each season, and it consists of two steps. First, the evaluation considers only bids that meet or beat benchmarks. Again, benchmarks are developed using a confidential methodology approved by the Illinois Commerce Commission. And second, the evaluation will select the lowest price bids to fill a target for a given season. Now to an overview of the supplier contracts. So the final contracts were posted on March 13th. There are separate energy contracts for AIC, ComEd, and MEC, and again, a separate contract for AIC capacity products. Each contract is standard and non-negotiable, and bidders are required to accept the terms of the supplier contract for the procurement event or events for which they are applying during the qualification process and prior to bidding. So in effect, that means that all bidders in a procurement event are agreeing to the same contract terms and will be agreeing ahead of time to execute the contract within 3 days of commission decision if they have bids that are selected and approved. The contracts that are posted for 2024 are based on the final contracts from 2023. There were very minimal edits that were made for 2024, just updating dates and to make some other administrative type edits. We have posted red lines between 2024 and 2023 to our website, and you can follow the link here if you'd like to see those edits. The slide provides the main credit terms for the energy contracts. The exposure calculation is based on a mark-to-market methodology, so there may be a collateral requirement applicable to the seller. This requirement will apply to seller only, not buyer. If there is a collateral requirement, the seller must post performance assurance in the form of cash, a letter of credit, or a guarantee. Within each contract, there are standard letters of credit and guarantee forms, also a list of modifications to those forms that are acceptable to the respective companies. If a seller has multiple contracts with the buyer, then a single guarantee can be used. This slide provides a description of the payment under the supplier contract for ZRCs. So a given source for a given source zone and for a given season of a planning year, the amount that's paid to the seller is the average of the seller's approved bids for the season and source zone in dollar per megawatt day, multiplied by the number of ZRCs delivered, and then multiplied by the number of calendar days in the season. So I mentioned that payment for ZRCs from zones outside of LRZ4 will be adjusted. And that adjustment is based on the applicable auction clearing price of the source zone of the selected ZRC relative to the auction clearing price for the compliance zone. And we actually currently have posted to our website a numerical example for how a payment adjustment is done. You can visit the FAQ section if you'd like to review those examples. To be clear, there's no payment adjustment required for ZRCs from the compliance zone, which again is local resource zone 4. This final slide in this section covers the main credit terms of the AIC capacity contract. Again, the collateral requirement applies only to the seller. Exposure under the contract will be 10% of the contract value and is required on the effective date. The contract value is based on the bids approved and any payment adjustment for ZRCs that are from a zone outside of the compliance zone. If after any adjustments, the seller is required to pay the buyer, then the exposure is simply the amount owed to the buyer. Again, any required performance assurance can be posted in the form of cash, a letter of credit, or a guarantee if the seller is relying on a creditworthy guarantor. And there are standard forms of letters of credit and guarantee provided as attachments to the contract that must be used. There's also a list of acceptable modifications that may be made to the guarantee. So that concludes the overview of the supplier contract. This next section is a quick overview of the RFP process. So in order to qualify to bid in the BEC RFP, you're going to need to submit qualification materials to us online. If you're a new bidder and you've not yet registered for an account to access the online forms to submit your proposal, you should go ahead and do that now. You can register either by going to the procurement site, ipa-energyrfp.com, clicking on the qualification form link, and then clicking on register here. Alternatively, you can send us an email to illinois-rfp@nero.com with the information that's requested here on this slide. And the individual that registers for the account is the person that will receive an email with the account activation instructions. Current account holders do not need to re-register through the website or by email. A current account holder is a bidder that qualified to participate in a procurement event in 2022 or later, or an account holder that registered in 2022 or later. So if you fall into this bucket, you don't need to re-register. You will receive an email from us, and you will have to reactivate a fresh account for this spring RFP. So for a bidder that qualified to participate in a procurement event in 2022 or later, it's the representative from the most recent procurement event that will receive an email with an activation link. If you're an account holder as of 2022, but you haven't participated, then it's the individual that submitted that request for an account. They will be the ones who receive the activation link from us. Along with the activation link, you're going to receive instructions to access and complete the online forms. They'll include screenshots for how to activate your account. So if you are a current account holder, or if you're new and you've already registered for an account, you're going to receive your account information from us by the end of the day today. So the RFP process kicks off already on Monday, March 18th. That's when applicants can begin submitting their proposal materials. The proposal is submitted in two parts. There's a part one proposal and then a part two proposal, which includes posting bid assurance collateral. So the part one window is from March 18th through March 25th. Applicants must pay a $500 bid participation fee by the part one deadline on March 25th. And instructions for payment of that fee will be sent to account holders again by end of day today. Bidders are notified whether they qualified and that they can submit a part two proposal on the part one notification date on April 1st. The next day, the part two window opens and part two proposals, including providing bid assurance collateral for the energy procurement events, is due on April 9th. Bid assurance collateral for the capacity procurement event is due 2 weeks later on May 7th. So on April 10, we're going to hold a bidder training for energy bidders. This is the opportunity for qualified bidders to practice all bid procedures that would be used on the bid date. The bid date for energy is Monday, April 15th. And then we'll hold a separate training for capacity bidders on May 8th. And the capacity bid date is Monday, May 13th. The results of the procurement events are subject to ICC approval. So the ICC is expected to render a decision on the results for their energy procurements on April 18th and the capacity procurement on May 16th. This is 4 days after the applicable bid date. So as I laid out on the last slide, again, an overview, the process will begin Monday, March 18th, and proceed over 6 weeks. Suppliers start by submitting the Part 1 proposal to become qualified for one or more procurement events. Suppliers then submit the Part 2 proposal for any procurement event for which they qualified. Bids are submitted and evaluated on dedicated bid dates. Both the procurement administrator and the procurement monitor for this RFP will submit separate reports on the results to the commission, and then the commission renders a decision on the results of each procurement event. Next, the utilities and winning sellers will proceed to executing the contracts, and winning sellers will be required to pay a supplier fee to the Illinois Power Agency. This slide provides the estimate of the supplier fees, which again are paid directly to the IPA. These estimates are $302 per on-peak block, $201 per off-peak block, and $20 per ZRC. The final supplier fees will be announced 4 business days before the applicable bid date. So with that, I'm going to turn the presentation over to Kate Morrison.
Thank you, Katie. Next up, we will review the RFP process and requirements. All bidders participating in the spring 2024 BEC procurement events must complete a two-part application process. The first portion of this is called the Part 1 proposal and consists of information submitted through the online Part 1 form, supporting documents that are either uploaded to the form or sent by email to the procurement administrator, and inserts, which are standalone forms in Microsoft Word, available for download to the website, from the website. To note, inserts are not retained from previous procurement events. Additionally, payment of the bid participation fee is due directly to the IPA. The Part 1 proposal is due by 12 p.m. noon central on Monday, March 25th. The Part 1 form will ask for basic information about the bidder, including its name and address, and information about its participation in PJM and MISO. The bidder will need to name an officer who will sign all certifications in the Part 1 and Part 2 proposal, a representative who serves as the bidder's main contact for purposes of the RFP, and any nominees. The procurement administrator will communicate only with the representative and nominees, so bidders must ensure that people who are working on the proposal on behalf of the bidder are those who are named with their proposal. The officer of the bidder is required to make several certifications by signing certain inserts with the Part 1 and Part 2 proposals. The officer may sign all required Part 1 and Part 2 inserts at once and submit all inserts with the Part 1 proposal for early processing if they choose. A bidder that submits all inserts is not required to resubmit those inserts with the Part 2 form. There are 2 methods for signing the inserts. You may either sign with a digital signature and provide an additional document or information that verifies the identity of the signatory, or you may sign with a scanned wet signature or an electronic signature. An insert completed with a digital signature may be uploaded to the online form or emailed to the procurement administrator. However, an insert completed with a scanned wet or electronic signature must be submitted by email by the signatory or with the signatory on copy. All Part 1 and Part 2 inserts are posted to the procurement website, and each insert includes specific instructions for their completion. All bidders must pay a single bid participation fee of $500 for all 2024 procurement events. This bid participation fee is due to the IPA by 12 p.m. noon central on the Part 1 date of March 25th. Payment by check is not an acceptable method of payment. There are only 2 methods of payment, and those methods are both electronic. You may either use ePay online or ACH Automatic Clearinghouse in CCD or CCD Plus format. We will send out a complete set of instructions when we issue accounts. This information will be sent to all current account holders and those individuals who have recently requested qualification credentials. With the Part 1 proposal, bidders must provide certain financial information, starting with naming the entity upon whose financial standing the bidder is relying. The bidder chooses to rely either on its own financial standing or on the financial standing of another party. The bidder must then provide credit ratings for such entity, as well as any annual or quarterly financial information. If any of the information is not available for the entity on whose financial standing the bidder relies, you must state this fact in Section 10 of the online Part 1 form, the justification of omissions. Additional information and inserts are required for each procurement event you are participating in. Bidders participating in AIC Energy will fill out Section 4 of the online Part 1 form. ComEd will be Section 5, MEC Section 6, and AIC Capacity Section 7. Under each of those sections, you will be asked for information to prepare the applicable supplier contract documents via inserts provided as a Word document, as well as several representations by the officer of the bidder. The Part 2 proposal will require additional representations from the officer that can be provided along with the Part 1 proposal. Sections 8 and 9 in the Part 1 form must be filled out as needed by bidders that are applying under an agency agreement or by bidders that are relying on the financial standing of a foreign guarantor. For the block energy procurement events, the public results release will include the expected fuel mix related to winning bids aggregated across winning bidders. The officer of the bidder must certify that the bidder will submit a complete fuel mix report by 6 p.m. on April 16th, the day after the bid date. Additionally, the IPA will request the actual fuel mix for energy supplied from each winning bidder in December for the preceding 6 months of the planning year and in June for the preceding 6 months of the prior planning year in which energy was supplied. A bidder that successfully completes the Part 1 proposal for a procurement event receives a Part 1 notification for that procurement event. The Part 1 notification will be provided to bidders on April 1st via a secure electronic method. The Part 1 notification includes documents for submission of the Part 2 proposal, namely the amounts of bid assurance collateral required to bid on all blocks for each company, bid forms, and information needed in order to submit the bid forms. Additionally, the Part 1 notification includes an invitation to training where bidders will practice the bid submission procedures. Finally, we will include a Microsoft Excel version of the fuel mix report that is due by 6 p.m. on April 16th from bidders who have bids identified as winning bids to the ICC. The Part 2 proposal consists of information submitted through the online Part 2 form, signed certifications, the submission of bid assurance collateral in the form of cash or an executed pre-bid letter of credit, and the bids themselves. There are multiple deadlines for the Part 2 proposal. Energy bid assurance collateral is due with the Part 2 form by April 9th, and energy bids are due on April 15th. Capacity bid assurance collateral is due later by May 7th, and capacity bids are due on May 13th. To meet the bid assurance collateral requirements, bidders may either provide a pre-bid letter of credit or post cash. A separate pre-bid letter of credit must be submitted for each procurement event. They must be submitted electronically only and from the issuing bank to the three email addresses provided in the LC. This includes two emails for each company, as well as the procurement administrator. The LC must be in the standard format or only incorporate modifications deemed acceptable to the applicable company. The final pre-bid letters of credit and the acceptable modifications are posted to the RFP website and are dated February 26th. Bidders choosing to post cash to meet the bid assurance collateral requirements must provide several documents, including a cash insert for each company containing certain acknowledgments, a draft request for the return of cash, and the W-9 for the entity to which cash is to be returned. Bidders in the AIC and MEC procurement events must also complete the AIC and MEC vendor request forms. If a bidder submits a Part 2 proposal to participate in both the AIC Energy and AIC Capacity procurement events, a single wire transfer to AIC in the amount required for both events is acceptable. For AIC Energy and ComEd, bid assurance collateral must be in the amount of $5,000 per block, subject to a minimum per company, which is $250,000. For MEC, the bid assurance collateral required is $25,000. The procurement administrator will confirm the number of blocks a bidder can bid in the AIC Energy or ComEd procurement events based on the amount of the bid assurance collateral provided. For AIC capacity, the bid assurance collateral required is $200,000, regardless of the amount a bidder plans to bid. Bidders submit bids in the procurement events exclusively using the bid forms provided with their Part 1 notification. Incomplete or inconsistent bid forms will not be evaluated. Bidders will have until the end of the bid submission window to cure any deficiency in the bid form. If the procurement administrator provides notice of a deficiency with less than 10 minutes remaining in the bid window, then the bidder will have 10 minutes to cure the deficiency. Bid forms must be submitted to the procurement administrator via the secure bid transfer site. A step-by-step guide for bid submission is provided with the Part 1 notification. Bidders will have an opportunity to practice the bid submission process and the backup method via email during a training session. There is no webcast accompanying the bidder training session. There are different bid dates for the energy and the capacity procurement events. The energy bid date is Monday, April 15th, and the capacity bid date is Monday, May 13th. There are overlapping bid windows for the energy procurement events. Bids for the 2025 to 2026 and the 2026 to 2027 delivery years are due 1 hour prior to bids for the 2024 to 2025 delivery year. While notification is not required prior to ICC approval under the Public Utilities Act, the procurement administrator aims to notify bidders whether their bids are identified as winning bids to the ICC by phone by 6 p.m. on the bid date, with a written notice to follow. For bidders with winning bids, there are a couple of deadlines to flag. First, if not already provided, bidders with winning bids must provide the contract inserts for preparation of the applicable supplier contract documents by 12 p.m. noon the next business day. This is true for both the block energy as well as the capacity procurement events. Second, bidders with winning bids in a block energy procurement event must provide fuel mix data using Appendix 18 by 6 p.m. Central the next business day. The procurement administrator and the procurement monitor will then each submit a confidential report to the ICC within 2 business days of the applicable bid date. The ICC will decide whether to accept the results of each procurement event within 2 business days of receiving such reports from the procurement administrator and the procurement monitor. As for contracts, each company will send via electronic means the partially executed contract documents to each of the winning bidders. ComEd will prepare the guarantee for the winning bidder, and bidders will have the option to amend their guarantee for ComEd instead of signing a replacement guarantee. Winners for AIC and MEC will prepare and submit their own guarantees for electronic receipt by AIC or MEC. Bidders will then countersign, send back electronically the contract documents, and fulfill their creditworthiness requirements that are specific to each company. A summary of the contract execution procedures will be provided to bidders. To note, sellers that are unable to execute the documents for ComEd using a wet signature will be required to use a digital signature. Lastly, supplier fees are due to the IPA within 7 business days of the ICC decision of a procurement event. If supplier fees are not paid by the deadline, bid assurance collateral may be drawn upon. Next, Paul Cardona will review bids and the bid forms for the procurement events.
Thank you, Kate. Once again. A bid in the block energy procurement event consists of both a price and a quantity. Specifically, a bid is a price for a block of a product or for a block of a combination and is expressed in dollars per megawatt hour. Note you can bid on all blocks for a product, and it doesn't preclude you from also submitting bids on combinations that include that product. So as an example, say the target is 2 blocks for February 2025. During the on-peak period for a utility, a bidder can submit a bid for both February 2025 individual blocks, as well as the January-February combination block. In total, the bidder submitting bids for 3 blocks in February 2025, even though the target is only 2 blocks. Bidders successfully submitting a Part 1 proposal for energy products will receive 2 bid forms with a Part 1 notification. Each bid form is associated with the overlapping bid windows. So one bid form will be for the 2025, 2026, and 2026, 2027 delivery years, which is due between 8:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. on the bid date. The second bid form will be for the prompt year, so that's the 24-25 delivery year, which is due between 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. on the bid date. There's an additional concept that I want to go over briefly. That's the maximum willingness to supply, also referred to as MWS. The MWS is a maximum number of blocks that a bidder wants to win for a particular segment and month for a company. The procurement administrator calculates a default MWS, which is the minimum of the target for a segment and month, as well as the number of blocks bid across all products and combinations that include that segment and month. Bidders may, but they're not required to, specify their own maximum willingness to supply for a segment of a month to override this default that is calculated by the procurement administrator. I'll go over a quick example on this slide, and I just want to make a quick note that this screenshot is illustrative only and does not follow the exact bid form. Say a bidder wants to win up to 2 February blocks for a segment for a utility denoted in the cell outline green, so that 2 in row 33. The bidder would specify a maximum willing supply for February of 2 blocks, but could submit bids for 2 individual February blocks, which is denoted at the top of the screen. Submit bids for the 2 January-February combination blocks, flagged in the middle of the screen. And submit bid for 1 annual combination block, so that $33 per megawatt hour. In total, this bidder is bidding for 5 blocks across all products and combinations that include February. However, the procurement administrator could only select as winning bids up to 2 blocks from some combination of the bids from the individual February blocks, the January-February combination blocks, or the annual combination blocks. And bidders wishing to read more about the maximum willingness to supply are encouraged to download and read Appendix 17 to the RFP rules that was posted to the RFP website yesterday, March 14th. As Katie briefly mentioned earlier in the presentation, the bid evaluation proceeds in 2 steps. Step 1 consists of eliminating bids that fail to meet the confidential benchmarks. Step two is bids that are selected that yield the lowest average cost per megawatt. This is done for each utility, each period, each segment separately. Lastly, before finishing the presentation, I will talk a little bit about the capacity bids as well as the capacity bid form. Bids for each season in the two planning years will be submitted in a single bid form. All seasons for a given planning year are located on a single tab. A bid consists of, for each season, a quantity of ZRCs, a price associated with the quantity of ZRCs, and the local resource zone of those ZRCs. Note, you are required to provide the local resource zone because ZRCs from outside of local resource zone 4 may be bid into the RFP. Bidders may submit bids on any number of ZRCs at a given price, but cannot exceed the ZRC target for a given season in a planning year. The following example is illustrative only. So for the summer 2025-2026 season, this bidder is submitting bids for 200 ZRCs in total. This bidder can submit bids for 200 ZRCs in a number of ways and submits the bids shown here. In our example, the bidder submits a single ZRC at $5 per megawatt day, but submits 65 ZRCs at $100 per megawatt day. Note that that it is not necessary for the procurement administrator to identify all ZRCs bid at a given price as winning bids. So for example, if a bidder submits bids for 200 ZRCs for the summer 2025-2026 season, it may be the case that the procurement administrator need only to select 60 ZRCs. The bidder would then have 40 of its ZRCs at $50 per megawatt day selected as winning bids, and the remaining 10 would not be selected. Similar to the bid evaluation for energy products, the bid evaluation for capacity products proceeds in two steps for each season in a planning year. Step one, bids that fail to meet the benchmarks are eliminated. And step two, the lowest priced bids for a season in a planning year are selected until the applicable target is met. With that, that concludes the presentation portion of our presentation today.